It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of the Drive underway. Citizens National Bank is the official bank of the Drive. They present the Top 4 at 4, Bear.
Thank you, Russell. University of Tennessee has given Coach Jeremy Pruitt a 2-year extension with a $400,000 annual rate. Discussions about sweetening Pruitt's deal started in January, but were put on hold amid the coronavirus pandemic. Coach Fulmer, athletic director, said that I'm excited this extension gives Jeremy the runway to continue to build on the momentum and energy we have around our football program coming out of last season.
Jeremy got a raise today. Oh, sorry.
So disrespectful.
Clearly, I remember picking on the boy. Oh, sorry. Please continue, Bear.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you go ahead, Russ. This is getting to be a common theme with you. Why do I even do this? Why do you have me do this?
You know you triggered me, man. I'm going to do Eddie Vedder.
You crap all over it every day at 4 and at 5. Hell, yesterday you just wandered off in the middle of it.
Jeremy got a raise today. If you're Pruitt, you get 400 grand, like just boom. You wake up making 3.8, you go to bed making 4.2. What are you doing? What are you buying? You know he's going to stop somewhere on the way home today and get something. You got to spend some of that today, right?
Now I know what I'd be buying. What about you, Drew?
Oh, definitely that Oasis photo, of course.
Yeah, a bonehead guitar. Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, what do you think, Trey? F-150, King Ranch, all pimped out?
No, I'm buying stock in Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
That's weird.
Very white collar of you. Go ahead, Bear.
Jeremy.
Love God.
Jeremy bought a new truck today.
Go ahead, Rich. That's it. Yep.
You're not going to finish the top 4 at 4?
Nope. We'll try it again at 5 and see if you're a little bit more respectful of the top of the hour headline.
I feel like I'm being respectful.
No, you're not.
Who am I disrespecting?
You're disrespecting me. You're disrespecting the segment. You're disrespecting the show. You're a punk and a clown.
Oh!
Roger was right about you.
You find my interjections to be unprofessional?
Exactly.
You find them to be unworthy of the top 4 at 4? You find them to be unbecoming of all things fan run and a detriment to this fine radio institution? Is that what you're telling me, Bear?
I'm saying you're kind of disrespectful to me, man. And I'm kind of over it.
Oh, come on, man. Go ahead with the top 4 at 4. I'm sorry.
Last chance, Ruffle. Number 2, the MetLife turf has been ruled okay upon review after San Francisco 49ers gripe. An additional review of the playing surface at MetLife Stadium was held on Wednesday, and it was again verified that the field meets all applicable standards and protocols for NFL field services, a league source told ESPN's Jordan Ronan
of ESPN.
That's it. I'm done. Now go ahead and do number 3. I hope this ruins the segment for you later. Number 3, Florida prosecutors drop charges against Patriots owner Robert Kraft of court bars massage parlor sex video.
Whew. So I've been following this case closely. Is there really a video somewhere of Robert Kraft?
79-year-old Robert Kraft getting a happy ending? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
You want to see that?
No, not really. Police say the recordings show Kraft and other men engaging in sex acts with women and paying them. The Orchids of Asia Spa on consecutive days in January 2019.
So bad, man. So bad. Robert Kraft, what are you doing, buddy? What are you doing? If you're going to pay for it, at least use like one of those classy, like $500 an hour New York escorts or something like that. Don't go to
strip mall.
Strip mall rub and tug in the middle of nowhere, Florida. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, even flow. Sorry. Number four.
Colorado football ordered to halt practices in attempt to... Drew, just go ahead and cut his mic off, and I'll let Trey respond to this, okay? Colorado football ordered to halt practices in attempt to stem the spread of the coronavirus. The development comes on the same day as the Pac-12 CEO group, the governing body made up of chancellors and presidents, is set to vote on a plan to start the football season this fall. This is due to the County of Boulder issued a prohibition on gatherings amongst university students between 18 and 22 years old. Surprised they couldn't get a waiver for that, Trey.
That's a shocker to me. Yeah, really, really laying down the law out there.
Did you see?
Dynamite drop in, Trey. Russ, let's go back to you and your Eddie Vedder impression.
Did you see where Mike Norvell is on pace to recover from the coronavirus? Bear.
Yeah, but is he on pace to recover his football program?
I don't know.
Did you give him 3 years down there?
All I know is he's still alive. Mike Norvell still alive.
We got guests today. Who do we have on today?
I can do this all day, man. I love doing Eddie Vedder.
Who do we have on today?
Taylor Zarzer.
All right. Yeah.
Can I interview Taylor Zarzer as Eddie Vedder?
During Taylor Zarzer's interview with you, Russ, just to crap all over one of your segments.
Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. Check them out online, CNBTN.com. Citizens National Bank. Our phone number, if you want to jump on, is 865-546-8200 to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline, 546-8200. If you want to jump in this afternoon, back to the phones we go. Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil.
What do you say, W?
What's up, Philly?
Trying to get your singing career?
I mean, I've been called the songbird of our generation.
Really? He's going to starve, Phil. Hmm.
He's starring his own mind, you know.
Legendary.
Well, I guess we'll start on this nice $400,000 raise to Jimmy Pruitt. Just business as usual on the Hill. This has been going on for years.
You think our boy Mike Gundy's thinking out in Stillwater. Whenever he sees Tennessee's burning money again, he's like, huh. And get in on that action. I mean, it's been a while since we paid him, right?
Oh, God. Why couldn't they wait till after we win a game and then do it? I mean, if they lose Saturday, they're just going to have egg on their face again.
It's interesting timing. Trey, what do you make of the time? Why announce this now? Is it just as simple as it just got done and so they go ahead and announce it 2 days before the first game? When it's not exactly a game that's, you know, especially after last year, there's no season opener that's just set in stone that you're going to win. But this one seems very tough, an SEC road game. You know that they're just going to get killed if they were to lose this game on the heels of announcing this raise.
I think they announced it because they know they're going to get bad news regarding Caden Mays.
Why would they do that, though?
I'm just messing around. I don't know. It's a Thursday before the season starts. Get the news out there where you're not announcing it 3 weeks into the season. Get it out now.
Well, I never heard of giving somebody a raise right before the season starts. That's about the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I mean,
yeah, but this has been in the works though for five, 6 months. So I guess
well, what's a week or two? What about if they go? They're 2-0, and then you're announcing it sounds a lot better, and you're feeling a lot better about the program. But I mean,
just to push back against that a little bit, Philly. I mean, you're not going to announce it right before you go down there and get your teeth kicked in by Georgia. And what happens if you wait a week and then you lose? You don't want to do it after a loss to South Carolina. I guess there's no good time, really, to announce it if it's going to be done at all.
Well, I guess you're right, but I don't know. Although that contract don't sound that bad, I mean, I hope he's successful and stays there for a while, but if we have to buy it, at least it's not a Butch Jones contract. A buyout.
Yeah, it's $5 million in the world of college football anymore, Phil? You know,
exactly.
And somebody's going to really, really want him badly to pony up. You know, at the end of this year, like I said, $6 million. So
well, maybe I'm being dumb, but I'm not worried about that. Like if he wants to leave and he's good enough to where another program comes in, hires him away, wants to pay his buyout for that, then you pocket that money and go find another coach. That means that you're probably in a pretty good spot because he's done well enough that other people want to hire him. So I'm not really worried about that end of it. Yeah, it would suck to lose a coach that's doing well. But, I mean, if you've been following this program for the past 12 years, you know how crippling it can be to be locked into these buyouts over and over and over again.
Well, W, you've been hyping us up all week saying it's time to make a step forward, this, that, and the other, and South Carolina will all be a given and we win. I kind of agree with you. I mean, until we beat on the field in the play of Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, we're mired in mediocrity.
You're absolutely right, Phil. This is not a big game. It's South Carolina. They suck. They always have. They always will. They suck again this year. They've got a lame duck coach. He's going to be fired. If you're Tennessee, if you're Jeremy Pruitt, if you're worthy of a raise and extension the week of the first game, then you go over there across the mountains and you absolutely pound their eyes shut. And then you turn over, you walk over, you act like it's no big deal because it's not. You come back, you beat Missouri, and then you go. Then you go down to Athens for a real big game against Georgia. And that's where we find out what kind of coach you are.
Yeah, but when you keep trotting out the same quarterback every game, it just, I don't know, are they ever going to get it right over there? We don't have a quarterback that can get us to the upper part of the league yet, and that's the bottom line. See?
He is nothing if not consistent.
I can't do this all year. I swear Garrett Tannehill's going to come out and throw for 400 yards against Carolina on Saturday. Philly's going to call in Monday and say, you know what? Those two incompletions he had in the first half, Harrison Bailey wouldn't have done that.
I
don't think he will.
Yeah, if Garrett Tanner throws for 400 yards, I think he'll
back
give
off
his due
for at least a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you find it interesting last night, Pruitt's comments on ball calls about the backup quarterback situation?
I did not hear them. What did he say?
I sent it to you. How did you not prepare for this? How did you not listen to this?
Sorry.
Amateur hour.
Pretty much said it's going to be – they're going to make a decision on the backup quarterback this weekend. But with practice and everything, it'll be a week-by-week decision on who's number two. Long story short.
So, we don't really have – Phil says we don't have a starting quarterback. Pruitt's saying we don't have a backup quarterback. Maybe quarterback's overrated. Maybe we just need a game manager. Somebody turn to hand the ball to Eric Gray, Ty Chandler a billion times. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
It sounds to me like that's the plan.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Is next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How's it going, man?
It's going. I don't appreciate railroading Philly like that. I mean, I think it's a great take on Garantano. but I don't want to go down that road. But I think Philly would be recognized if Garantano did good. He'd applaud it. But Garantano is what he is. He's not very good, and somehow he's got pictures of naked pictures of fruit or something. I don't know what the deal is. But I don't know what their PR department is doing over there at the football program, but whoever thought it was a good idea to announce this raise at this point, I mean, it's COVID. People are losing jobs. You know, they're telling people to, you know, donate your money because they're poor and they can't, you know, got to protect the kids. And then they're giving Pruitt $400,000 extra, extending the contract. I don't get it. It's like constantly this university is taking, you know, one step forward, two steps back. It makes zero sense. You don't owe him anything. Are we all in agreement? If we don't miraculously come back against Indiana, he's not getting an extension today and a raise?
Probably not.
So you're trying to tell me that win, that miraculous win there, and Gray catching that, you know, onside kick is a $400,000 deal? Like, and what's sad is he's doing good. Like, he's doing well, and no one disagrees with that. But as soon as he starts doing well, it's like, oh gosh, we got to keep this guy. And Fulmer, he's almost getting back at people because Fulmer wanted to be rewarded for mediocrity at the end of his career. And I know Philly's going to object with that, so I apologize, sir. But the fact is, there's no way this guy should have got a $400,000 raise, taking an L to Georgia State at the beginning of that year. He earned his paycheck at the end. He did not earn a raise.
Hmm. You know what's interesting to think about, guys, is so it's a $400,000 a year raise. That is no doubt the result of a negotiation, right? That's not what Jimmy Sexton asked for on behalf of Jeremy Pruitt. That's what Tennessee was willing to give. Can you imagine what Jimmy Sexton, what the starting point was? It had to be at least $1 million a year raise, right? Go 3.8 to 4.8, up near $5 million a year. And this is what the university had to talk him down to. This is what they had to agree and compromise on. Jimmy Sexton wins again.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Undefeated. He will not leave any meat on that bone. If there's a dollar, he's like the Grinch going through Whoville, man. He ain't leaving nothing. He's getting what he can get, and he's getting out.
And I apologize. I'm not aware of the specifics, but did they extend this contract? I think I heard you say they did.
Yeah, 2 years.
What they do? 2 years. And what's the buyout? So what's that in terms of if he sucks and, you know, goes 3-7 this year, what kind of change is that looking like?
Basically $1 million a year.
$1 million a year.
$5 million.
On the contract.
Well, yeah.
There's. I went back and looked through the contract, and I've updated it a little bit. Pruitt's buyout agreement remains. Jeremy Pruitt would owe Tennessee $1 million multiplied by the number of years remaining on the contract. If Tennessee terminates Pruitt, he would get 60% of the salary that remains and owed through the end of the deal.
Yeah, so that it's preposterous. Like, okay, if you want to give him a raise, whatever, but to also extend the contract, which, quite frankly, he's still an unknown commodity. You know, we feel like he's doing good. We felt like Butch Jones was doing good too. All right, and then it took 1 year for that all to change, and it's almost like we're just beating ourselves in the head. We have no clue how to run a program. It's the definition of insanity. Go Balls, guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call. There's a disconnect here, right? This is the Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question of the day. What do you think about this race? Good move, dumb move, no opinion. And right now, 325 votes cast on Twitter. 61.2% of the audience says it's a great move. So fans, by and large, are fine with this. They're supportive of it. They like Jeremy Pruitt. They think it's a good idea to give him a raise. Now, I would point out that polls, I can guarantee you, were similar, if not more so, in the coach's favor when Butch Jones got his first raise. But we'll leave that lie for the time being. But if you listen to the phone calls, have we had one call yet, Baird, that's been supportive of the Rays? Everybody seems skeptical. Is this a Legions of the Miserable type thing Johnny Majors was talking about?
I think so. I would like to see you put the poll in the field, though, Russ.
What?
Let's get the pulse of the people.
What? What?
You have a problem with Jeremy Pruitt getting this raise?
I just quoted you the poll is in the field. It's been there. I just said over 300 votes cast. 61% of the audience is fine with it.
Oh, well, you're breaking out. I didn't hear that.
We've been over this is like, what, Trey, the third or fourth times we've referenced these numbers?
Probably third time, yeah.
Good to know Bears paying attention. Stay with us. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio, more of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. A portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Smiles. Folks, don't be putting off your dental visit this year. Head on over to Knoxville Smiles, West Knoxville, their state-of-the-art facility on South Peters Road. They'll take great care of you and your family there. Everything from routine dental cleanings to tooth removal, restorative procedures, Invisalign veneers, implants, they do it all at Knoxville Smiles. Contact Knoxville Smiles today, 865-539-1776 to set up an appointment. That's 539-1776, or just go online to KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Our phone number, if you want to jump on the G3 Help Me Hotline, 865-546-8200. A couple lines available for the first time this afternoon. We take a little bit of a breath here. 546-8200, your number to get on the show. Big Orange Boy on Twitter says, billion-dollar donors are paying for the Rays. Can y'all just talk about the game?
That's a good point.
It is donations, but, again, I think it would be – and I hate to be the stick in the mud here, and we will talk about the game coming up here in just a second, but I would point out that those billion-dollar donors – you know, in addition to this raise, they've paid for the raises and subsequent buyouts of the past two football coaches and their rather expensive staffs, as well as a couple of basketball coaches in there. And it's those spending decisions that have been made repeatedly over the past 10, 15 years that have gotten the university into a situation where the athletics department only has $10 million or so in its rainy day fund when the teams we're chasing, Georgia, Alabama, have upwards of $100 million. And you might say, oh, we got $10 million in the rainy day fund. We're fine. Talk about the world of big-time college football. It's not a lot of money. So hopefully this works out, but there's certainly no guarantee there. Donovan says Pruitt declined the 2020 $400,000 raise in order to, quote, help the athletic department due to COVID. Well, he declined it for this year, but he's going to take it next year, according to Trey, which that's when the full brunt of the economic impact of COVID is expected to be hit. So I don't know that that's a huge mitigating factor. Volsball 33 says, even if Pruitt doesn't work out, if he leaves it in better shape than he found it, which wouldn't be hard, the university needs to do their part by showing we will pay a coach and not lowball one.
That's a good point.
Do you think there are, you know, worst case scenario? Well, let's look on the bright side. Best case scenario, Jeremy Pruitt leaves on his he gets the Alabama job in a couple of years. Saban hangs it up, and he's done such a good job here, he gets the Alabama job. Does it hurt at all for Tennessee as they embark on another coaching search? Oh, yeah, but remember that time in 2020 when COVID was going on and they wouldn't give Pruitt a raise and an extension? Kind of tight up there in Knoxville. Is that a storyline that potentially exists?
I mean, good. Could.
I don't think so. I highly doubt it. That reeks to me of the old, well, you got to give him the extension for recruiting purposes. You always hear that one trotted out, right? The recruits want to know that their coach is going to be there. Not once in nearly 30 years now of following recruiting, I'm a degenerate. Followed it very closely for almost 30 years now. Not once have I ever heard a recruit say, gee, I was going to go to school X, but the coach only had 3 years on his contract instead of five. If they would have given him a raise, maybe I would have reconsidered. That's never a thing that's ever happened before.
No, never.
But coaches and their agents will always use that for leverage. All right, let's talk about the game. Tennessee, South Carolina. Saturday night, Williams-Brice Stadium in Columbia. Vols a three-point favorite, according to my bookie. Bear, how do you feel about it?
The game Saturday night, I think we're going to walk the dog on them.
Trey?
I think Tennessee has a lot to answer for when it comes to defensive line pressure on Colin Hill. If they can do that and force him into some situations, that'll give Jared Garantano and that offense enough time to turn around, hand the ball off, waste some clock. I think Tennessee wins by 10, but why don't we try back maybe tomorrow after we get this last round of testing in?
I guess we'll find out if Pruitt's lamentations on the state of his defensive line play the past couple of weeks were legitimate worry or just sandbagging.
I mean, Aubrey's back. Darrell Middleton. He talked about Prime Garland last night, Karat. He talked about Bumpus. It's good to have Aubrey back if you're a Tennessee fan. That's a nice little sign. I don't know how Darrell Middleton plays Saturday. And I'm not saying I don't know how he's going to play, like, on the field. I don't know how he plays, period.
You worried about the D-line, Bear?
Not as much as I was. My biggest concern is quarterback followed by offensive line with the news this week that Cade wouldn't be eligible, or at least he's not at this point.
What has been – as it's 4:30 and we still have not gotten a definitive ruling on the Cade Mays situation. What bang-up job, Greg Sankey. Really, really sticking your neck out there and making the hard decisions. What's the story of camp? Now that we're close to we're on football eve tomorrow. We're on football eve. What was the story of the training camp? COVID, Cade Mays, the Rays extension. It's got to be the COVID stuff, right? The contact tracing.
Yeah, that's a toss up for me between that and Cade.
I think if you're any time missing 40 to 50 players for 8 to 10 practices altogether, I think that's the story of fall camp. Jeremy Pruitt said it last night. Over the course of 8 to 10 practices, they were missing 40 to 50 players.
Yeah, that's just an unheard of situation. The only thing that makes it even mildly workaroundable is the thought that perhaps other schools were dealing with similar type situations. Wouldn't you love to know the final stats on that? Like who had the most guys miss the most practices due to contact tracing and COVID-19?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting Saturday all around the country, starting with Florida and Ole Miss at noon on ESPN is – we're going to have to decipher if they're injured or if they got put into quarantine, they're not traveling. If a player is injured,
sure,
maybe he still travels with the team if he's got a hammy or something like that. But, you know, every reporter is going to have a pair of binoculars and they're going to be looking on the field and they're going to go through that depth chart that's printed off.
You got your binoculars ready, Trey?
I bought a pair of binoculars today.
The nice ones?
Yeah.
Bushnell?
No.
No? Cheap
I'm
ones?
I'm not wasting $100 on binoculars.
That sounds like the words of a man who's never looked through a pair of really nice binoculars.
Oh, I have. No, I have. I'm just not wasting them.
You went cheap.
Yeah, hell yeah, I went cheap.
Those little round things with the thin string on the end of it?
Yeah, definitely.
Ah.
As long as I can see a number, I'm good.
I feel like if you really wanted to make a name for yourself and stand up in the press box seating, you would have gotten a telescope. One of those pirate things, like a Long John Silver, like a nice leather telescope, and people would be like, "Whoa, look at Trey Wallace. He's got a damn telescope over there."
There is going to be security.
They'll let you in with a telescope. What are you going to do? Beat Will Muschamp over the head with it? I'd pay to see that, by the way.
It'll be I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how these rapid tests go. Who came back positive? Who came back negative? Or
it's clean. It's a really good point. We should really pump the brakes a little bit. We're acting like we've made it through. We've run the gauntlet and we're ready to play the game. The most 2020 thing of all, and I hate to even say this.
Don't speak it into existence, you idiot. Don't do it.
Do you know what I was going to say?
Yeah, I know what you were going to say.
What?
I'm not going to speak it into existence. Just leave it alone.
Do you know what I was going to say, Drew?
I do not.
I kind of got a feeling. Yeah.
They get like 20 positives on this last round of testing.
The guys, shut up!
The guys went out to some bar in the old city the other night. Like some dude was there, gave everybody COVID. We got 20 guys with the Rona.
They're all closing down at 11. Every bar in town except for one.
Well, I suppose that's good.
It's a little far from campus, but yeah, there's one thumbing their nose at everybody.
Let's take a quick time out. Come back, more of your phone calls. Taylor Zarzur, he's undefeated, ladies and gentlemen. Never lost. When he's been doing a Tennessee game, was he 9-0 now, Trey?
9-0.
We make it double digits Saturday night in Columbia. He's going to join in hour number two.
Three.
We're in hour number two, doofus.
I know that. I was just seeing if you guys knew that.
Yeah, I know that. I wonder how he's going to like my Eddie Vedder impression during your segment with him.
Stick that
in your pipe and smoke it.
Can't find a better man. Can't find a better coach. Can't find a better coach. Give Pruitt a $400,000 raise. Can't find a better coach.
Everybody.
It's not bad, Trey.
Take us to break. I got kidding.
All right, hold up, Bear. We go to break. Sing Take Us to Break in an Eddie Vedder voice and we'll go. Do it. Come on, Bear.
Take us to break.
I'll sit here awkwardly.
I'll pull my headset out and wait.
Come on, Bear. Do it. You know you want to.
I hate the band.
Why would I want to do that?
I don't like them.
Just never play along. Stay with us. More of The Drive coming up.
The Drive.
It's time for The Docket, brought to you by the law offices of Jerry R. Givens. A couple of stories to report to you this afternoon. A woman at a grade school football game in Ohio yesterday was reportedly tased and arrested by a police officer for blank. You think, Bear, a woman in Ohio reportedly tased and arrested by a police officer for blank.
These days, there's no telling, man.
Take a shot. Wild shot in the dark.
Farting
is what you went with? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Trey, a woman, grade school football game in Ohio, arrested yesterday, tased for what?
In this day and age, I'm going to say not wearing a mask.
You would be correct. refusing to wear a mask in the stands, outdoors, I'm assuming. She is arrested and tased by police officers. She's sitting in the bleachers with her mother when she got into an altercation with a cop about mask wearing at a middle school game in the town of Logan, Ohio. Video of the incident, which was posted on YouTube, shows the woman resisting the officer as they struggle to handcuff her for nearly 2 minutes before he deploys his taser on her. Woman identified as Alicia Kitts repeatedly tells the officer to get off me in the video. I don't know if that's what she sounded. I'm just assuming. Quote, you're not arresting me for nothing. I ain't doing nothing wrong. She yells at the officer as he orders her to place her hands behind her back. Tough job for the police officers having to enforce these mask rules. I'm watching the video right now. Yeah, I mean, like, at that point, why don't you just leave, right? Why don't you just say, look, I'm going. I guess it's the principle of the matter. Boy, this situation really got out of hand. The children there, little kids with them.
See the one guy just sitting there?
Yeah. What would you do? Would you get involved?
No, I'd just sit there and let the cops handle it.
Bear?
Get involved? With what? With law enforcement?
I don't know. Maybe just say, like, hey, is this really necessary? It's like a...
Hell no. I'm not getting involved with that. Next thing you know, you're getting tased.
For just saying, is that really necessary?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the play, Drew?
In my experience, when law enforcement officials, Russell, are, you know, doing their duty, they don't like to be interrupted.
Oh, you're right. I probably mind my business.
I'm not getting anywhere near that.
Wow. Meanwhile, in Nashville, one person was arrested at Nashville International Airport yesterday afternoon after being caught with 85 pounds of marijuana.
I'm not a grass expert.
What are you doing with 85 pounds of weed at the airport, man? What do you think is going to happen?
You're trafficking.
That girl's delivering
That's what you're doing.
Not delivering my product.
Authorities say a drug dog sniffed out two bags on a flight. Detectives then gathered near Bag Belt 1 under Concourse D as the suspect was on a connecting flight coming from Los Angeles to Cleveland. Authorities believe the bags had a large amount of drugs in them because the flights were from and going to are labeled as, quote, source cities where drug trafficking and use is common. I'm no criminal mastermind.
Right.
But if I were trying to move 65 pounds of drugs across the country,
85.
I think I'm using a car.
You can do what everybody else does and just use the United States Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. They're the three biggest traffickers of drugs in the world. Are you aware of that?
I feel like that's if I'm in just trying to lower the risk as much as possible, I'm putting them in a nice, nondescript, reliable vehicle, license and registration, everything perfectly up to date, get a nice clean cut person to drive somebody the cops and just drive right on the speed limit. Be very careful.
There's certain states you have to go through, and the cops in those states are it's uncanny. They're really good at picking out. It's almost like they got a sixth sense for it. But wonder what kind of dog it was. You know, there was a Colombian drug cartel back, I think maybe in the 90s, they had like a $1 million contract out on a drug dog. I think it was at Miami International Airport. It was a beagle.
It was a German Shepherd. Yeah, they got pictures of it.
German Shepherd.
See, why didn't the girl just like rent a minivan, rent some kids, put them in the back?
Wait. Rent some kids? Where are you going to rent some kids, Trey? At the kid store?
Craigslist.
Hertz Rent-A-Kid? Craigslist? What are you doing?
I don't know, but you need make it look like a family environment.
I wouldn't go minivan. I would probably go just like a
Lincoln Town Car.
Whatever the number one. What is the number one selling vehicle in America?
Probably a Prius.
Like a Toyota Camry or something.
Honda Accord.
I'd get one of those. I'd get some dude just dressed in like a polo shirt, no tattoos, nice clean cut guy, looks like he's going to work at a insurance firm or something, and just have him drive it. But I guess that's the problem. If you're a drug dealer, you probably don't know too many of those guys, right? But I guess those guys run in circles. Lots of neck tattoos.
No regrets.
Lots of teeth broken off at the gum line.
I mean, did you see what she was packing it in? I mean, she didn't even try to hide it. She just had bags of weed in a yellow.
They took those pictures after they unwrapped that stuff, Trey. That stuff, you need to read the article.
I don't know. I'm looking at it. These are two suitcases.
After the police cut through the either double or triple layers of vacuum, black plastic vacuum sealing. You guys really should read the articles before you report on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's just me.
We don't live up to your lofty reporting standards all the time, Barry.
No. No. I noticed that you very slickly did the docket before my top 5 and 5. And you are lucky. You were lucky you did, sir.
Well, one last question here. You're asked to be, you see that movie Clint Eastwood, The Mule?
That's a great movie.
Great movie, right?
No.
Would give you $100,000.
And a national championship.
And a natty to drive a truck full of drugs from Orlando, Florida to Cleveland.
Nope.
$100,000. You doing it?
Nope.
I'll do it. I have your drugs there right on time. With a smile on.
The guaranteed natty?
$100,000. I'll spend some of it to go watch the Vols play in the championship. Have a little bit left over for another vacation.
What are you gonna make a pit stop with the drugs to watch a football game?
No, you only get the natty and the $100,000 upon delivery.
Hey, that makes Orlando to Cleveland's not bad actually, because you're not really going through many hot spots besides Atlanta. That's if you just said like,
what Orlando, the hell are you talking about? You're driving up I-75. The drug corridor of the East Coast of the United States. You're going to have more logs driving through Georgia? If they pull you over in Georgia, before they even get within a mile of your car, they've detected a strong odor of marijuana in it, and they're going to drag you out if they get itchy at all.
Just saying, it's mine.
Everybody coming through here.
I've driven through Georgia countless times.
With drugs.
Never with drugs. But I've also never been pulled over or hassled by the cops.
I have.
Okay, well, you're not as good a driver as I am. What can I say?
Yeah, okay, Russ.
You make mistakes.
Yeah.
Did something dumb. You're probably wearing
do it for 200.
Probably wearing your Grateful Dead t-shirt, your John Lennon glasses, and a hat that says, I hate the cops. F the police. I'm not gonna be doing that. I'm gonna be wearing a nice cotton polo.
Got some maybe rented some kids.
Yeah, have some rented kids in the back. Be driving a Ford Focus at about 3 miles above the speed limit, driving the common speed, probably in the slow lane.
That's one of the things they look for. I saw a 2-hour show on this.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the things they look at. People that just stick it on 55. They noticed that, too.
Never been pulled over.
You've never been pulled over?
Not in Georgia.
How many traffic violations have you had, Russ?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I can count them on both hands. I mean, maybe one.
Oh, God, don't ask.
Speeding?
I think I've gotten maybe 2 speeding tickets in my life. Certainly one, maybe 2 or 3. I don't know.
I got a reckless driving one time.
See, I'm a better driver than you. I mean, what can I say?
No, you're not.
Never had a reckless driving charge.
They gave me the reckless because it was excessive speed.
Well, there you go.
My driving
in the middle of the night, there wasn't a human being within 3 miles of me.
Apparently not. Apparently that's not true. You know who was there? A uniformed police officer.
That was several Tennessee Highway Patrolmen, to tell you the truth. Being honest
about it. That would stink. Gosh, that would stink. Because, me, my driving record's like a big crash at Talladega. Just like multiple instances of.
I'm on a great no wreck streak, knock on wood. I can't even remember the last wreck I had. It's been like 15 years.
Same here. South Carolina game, 2006. Got hit by a drunk driver on Cedar Bluff Road.
Vol in Birmingham says, a natty and 100K. When are we leaving? Let's go.
Call Wacky Weed Wallace. He'll let you know your departure time and where you're going to and how much you carry.
Noisewater's not a fan of the mule.
I've never seen it.
Sam says, nobody saw USC coming after Kiffin either. And even after the raise, Pruitt is still only the ninth highest paid coach in the SEC. He's probably about the ninth most accomplished coach in the SEC, I would say. He's probably about right where he needs to be, in my humble opinion.
You know, it'd be the worst part
if he blows it up, if he has a really good year, they'll immediately tear up that contract.
Jesus Christ.
Folks, divorce, bankruptcy, arrest, personal injury, you know, just like life. Legal action can oftentimes be overwhelming. Just remember, no matter what you're facing, the law offices of Jerry R. Givens are right here in Knoxville to help you get through the hard times and get the results you want. Jerry Givens is a Knoxville native, a UT College of Law grad, and an expert lawyer with years of experience in over 80 courts in the great state of Tennessee. If you need legal advice, don't hesitate to call. As always, the phone call is free. The advice is free, so what do you have to lose? 865-801-9250. That's 801-9250 to set up your free consultation. Or just go online to jrglawtn.com. Don't wait. Contact the law offices of Jerry R. Givens today for a free consultation. Remember, the sooner you have a plan of action, the better your chances of taking the correct steps to get the results you want. The law offices of Jerry R. Givens. Legal advice you can rely on. Coming up, hour number 3 of The Drive. Bear will have your top 5 at 5. Taylor Zarzur of SEC Network. He has the 9-0 undefeated, never lost record when doing UT games. He's going to join us, our good luck talisman.
Zarzur.
What did I say?
Zarzur.
Zarzur?
Zarzur.
Taylor Zarzur coming up on the show. A lot to get to in hour number 3. You doing it, Drew? 100 grand and a natty?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't even hesitate about it.
Trey, are you doing it with your awful driving record?
I would like... I'd get like an old man to drive for me. I'd pay him per hour, and he'd be like my grandpa.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, your convoluted story's not going to work, Trey. The hypothetical is hypothetical. Either you're driving the drugs for 100K in an natty, or you're not. Take your pick. You going to do it or not?
For a natty for South Alabama? I mean, yeah, I guess
so. For the love of God.
Oh, good Lord.
Come on, Trey.
Stay with us. The drive continues.
Off.
Oh, language. Crazy. Gentlemen, please. There are children listening.
I didn't say anything.
The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Stay with us.
The Drive.